We're back. It's the Vampire Diaries After Show, Season 8, Episode 2. Today will be different, and I'm gonna bite someone tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
What are we feasting our eyes on?
I don't know, every time it does that.
Brittany, bitch. I love what you're doing here. Dance party. What's up, guys? Welcome back to Vampire Diaries. I'm Tiana Hobson, and yes, I'm talking with my fangs in my teeth, as we do every Halloween episode here at AfterBuzz TV. Joining me tonight, I've got Katie Campbell.
Hey guys, you can find me on Twitter at KatieEE Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, Campbell. And I've got fangs in too. Probably got red lipstick on it, but it adds to the effect, right? Because this is blood.
And special guest tonight, Roxy Stryer's in the building, everyone.
Meow!
Guys, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for asking me to be on the show. It was really a bad parting that you guys kicked me off, but it's okay. I finally have dealt with it, and I'm okay with it. I'll just keep talking so you have time, Tiana, to take those things out of your mouth.
Oh my god, I thought it was stuck in my tooth. I'm so scared.
You just panicked for a moment?
I panicked for half a second.
You can see in her eyes she was totally panicking. I'm loving the way this show is starting already. Number one, every time that Zach says, stream's going up, don't you want to say, on a Tuesday, like when we start the show and he says that?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
No. Yeah.
So that's number one. Number two, anybody who is just on iTunes, just listening to you, Tiana, who was like, oh, this girl has like a really severe list, and then like may or may not have tuned out of the show. That's really exciting.
That's really exciting.
And I get to sit next to Katie, and she has the prettiest hair in all of the land, so I'm pretty excited about that too.
Well, we're happy to have you here, Roxy. I took my teeth out, guys. Don't worry, I'm safe.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you. And I was sad that I missed last week, the premiere episode, but I'm back now, guys, and I will be here. So let's talk about Today Will Be Different. Oh. It wasn't that different, if I'm being honest. It's like, hey, we got close to saving everyone, but then the plan went wrong and we didn't.
Well, I really like the title because Today Will Be Different is something that Elena always said. Stefan said in their diary, Today Will Be Different.
Because Katie says yay.
Katie says yay. Yay to love. Yay to everything.
No, today was the least different day of all of the days. Absolutely nothing was different.
Today was a pretty basic day in their lives.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. Other than the fact that there was a proposal, which we will get to, but that made it a non-basic day for me.
That's
hashtag Claroline. That's my first one.
Different day.
Mm-hmm. Today will be the same day, but different. All right. So we start off, and we have the siren Sybil, who I'm still trying to figure her out, as everyone else is, I guess. But I kind of like her, and I feel bad liking her because she's the bad guy right now.
It's because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, I think that it's so difficult to look at her and be like, oh, I dislike her because I get, she's like a siren. I get, every time she opens her mouth, I'm like, oh my God, I'd follow you into hell, wherever you're going.
Like the way she was killing people in the pool? Like, yes, that's how I want to go.
You
at
do?
This point, not really,
well, I
but
guess
like
she tells you it's not going to be bad. Don't suffer. You're good.
Yeah, I mean, just everything about her is so just sophisticated and elegant. The way she's like holding them in the water and like feasting on it's just like it was so pretty.
Do you think it's because maybe there's another bad higher than her? Although she seems like the big bad who nobody can take down at all, but maybe. I don't know, somebody's leading the sirens?
No, I think she really, the only reason that she was doing it is literally for the taste, like she said. I think that we're supposed to believe, oh, maybe there is some good to her, she doesn't want to see them in pain, and then she hits us with, haha, never mind, it was just for me. Mm. Maybe there is somebody, maybe there are more of them, mm-hmm. but I don't know if there's anybody above her. She seems like the biggest and baddest we could get.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and it's great because she's bad in a different way, where she's not outwardly just bad, but she's mind control bad. She's just controlling people with her mind, and how do you stop that? Especially because Bonnie doesn't have any witch powers right now, so we don't have a witch to help us out with a spell or anything to protect everyone.
I just don't use that as an excuse anymore. We don't have a witch. Go to New Orleans, borrow a witch. There is no such thing. They're on hiatus right now. The witches are doing nothing over there.
They are dealing with a lot right now in New Orleans.
What's going on?
Just saying, like, the way of the originals ended last season, like, half the town is under.
I'm gonna have to rewatch that season.
I don't think those witches are actually like on Team Vampire right now. Really,
it could be Club going up on a Tuesday. You don't know. Like, they are chilling.
They're just chilling over there. Marcel in charge. Anyways, so I don't know how we're gonna get around this. But what's very interesting is that Damon and Enzo have two very different ways of approaching this. Damon is like, you know what? Can't beat them. Turn off your humanity and join them.
Yeah.
And Enzo's over here fighting every chance he can to block out his mind so that she doesn't know who he cares about in the world.
But did his switch go totally off if he was able to remember Elena and remember, you know, have that dream and kind of know what's right, but pretend?
I think that what they're showing us is, yes, his switch is absolutely off, but Elena and him have such a strong bond. They are so connected that she no longer is affected completely by his switch. Like, his switch can go off, but his love for her is so strong that mm-hmm. it takes more than that, which is why when we see what we see, what's her name? Cecily.
Sarah?
Cecile.
Cecily.
For some reason, she just doesn't look like a Sybil.
What does
so
she
it's
look
hard
like?
I mean, like a hot girl name, like a Jenny or like...
Like Sybil is very, like,
oh, thanks,
grandma-ish.
You know what I mean?
But I think it's like Sybil because it's an old name.
Yeah.
And she's clearly been around for centuries.
Totally, but she doesn't look like a Sybil. Like, if you saw this girl on the street and she was like, hi, I'm Sybil, you'd be like, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. You know? But I think that the fact that she is able to get to Damon, it's supposed to show us all of the more that how powerful she is, because he didn't even forget about Elena when he turned his switch off. But now she's not just taking away those memories because she realizes that she can't. She's replacing them.
That's what scares me the most, is her replacing herself with Elena in these memories. Because I'm just thinking, gosh, when we finally get you out of this mind control and we finally get Elena back, is he going to remember their times? Or is everything going to be Sybil still?
He's going to remember by seeing Elena. And that's why she's coming back before the finale, I think.
That Elena is?
Yeah. I think it's going to be a surprise.
I think that her coming back for the finale would be a surprise.
Yeah, no, but we all kind of know.
She said that she would come back when the show was ending.
Just a couple episodes before.
That would be unbelievable. I'd be very excited
Me
about
too.
That.
Yeah.
I mean, get on board.
It's definitely out there in a way of they're not saying it's happened, but I'm pretty sure that it's happening.
Because they have to do
this season.
Did
Julie Plex blog say that or something?
No, just, like, reports of all, a lot of, like, Entertainment Weekly and stuff run articles and it's like, is she coming back? Is she not? And, I mean, if anything, because someone sent me a meme that was made of me from Comic-Con with my interview with Julie Plec where I say, I will be killed if I don't ask about Steriline June wedding. And the reply on it was just, haha, Julie already knew what she was doing when she was, you know, doing this interview. So she probably, you know, was just, like, laughing at herself, like, to herself about the question because she already knew what was going to happen. So I think they already know that this is going to happen. But if Elena does come back, I think that they will keep it under the wraps as tightly as they can.
They're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
At surprising us with things.
I would like to see her come back earlier, and I would like her to be at the wedding, too.
Okay.
In June?
I want everybody to be there. Happiness, yeah.
That could be the finale, though.
Yeah, well, I think it's before the finale.
I didn't mean to have, like, a mic drop moment there.
I was just waiting for Katie's reaction to that. She looked so
silent.
Confused about it for a minute.
Yeah, I just think it's going to happen before.
Okay. So... in this whole Enzo and Damon, you know, working with Sybil, Sybil is able to get a name out of Enzo's mind, which he kind of gives to her in a way.
That was weird that was the name.
Why was it Sarah Salvatore? I don't know her by any other name except for Sarah Salvatore. I'm sorry, Nelson doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Maybe because he's putting her ahead of Bonnie just in case she got into his head some way. She would
but
see
you
somebody
think
before Bonnie.
Of, like... I don't know, just throw out, like, another person you've met in your lifetime?
It was another kind of message to them, though, because he knew that now Stefan's on the case, and he knew that that would have Stefan go running, because there were multiple Sarah Salvatores, which he already, or Sarah Nelsons, which he already knew, because he's already gone about the search. So I think that he was doing that as a ploy, but at the same time, that kind of upsets me, because that's really rude to Sarah Salvatore.
Yeah. I was just like, I mean, first of all, we used her and abused her when we had her, what was that, two seasons ago that she was around?
Yeah, I think so.
And then she comes back just to die?
I know. I felt sad about that they did that with her character, because I don't know, the Salvatore name, there's one living person, I like that, and now that she's gone, I don't know.
Well, two. Who's the other one? Damon Stefan.
Well, no, but I mean the one living.
Oh. So the vampires are undead?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're living.
They don't age.
They're the walking dead.
They're living, though.
They're living their lives. They are living
right
now.
But I mean, like, you
there
know.
There is one human.
Human. Yeah.
Someone who could actually pass down the Salvatore name and now keep it going throughout history. You know how they're very into history on this show.
Well, sometimes when you're a vampire, you can still have a child, i.e. Caroline, by getting somebody to put their kid in your body and grow it like that. True. So, you know.
I actually thought you were going to go the Twilight route, because I was just watching Twilight before I came here. I was like, what? But yeah, I mean, I felt bad for Sarah. I mean, they found her, and then they convinced Damon to save her and let her go, just for her to open the door, and Sybil will be like, gotcha, B.
Yeah.
And that just hurt my heart. I was like, really, guys? Come on. She's been through so much. She already lost both her parents at birth. She just found out she's part of this crazy family. She's just trying to live a normal life.
Yeah. She was doing a good job. She had her vervain shots and ready to go. She was fighting.
Yes. Yeah. I was kind of surprised, though, that Sybil Cecily didn't murder Stefan. Why did she leave Stefan to live?
I feel that was more of a torture thing for Damon, in a way. Of, like, look at, or even for Stefan, like, I want you to live and watch me corrupt your brother. Like, you have to live knowing that there's nothing you can do to save your brother.
But Damon doesn't care. Because
allegedly.
He's flipped off his humanity.
If he doesn't care, then she doesn't care. Because if it's something that's in his mind and he can't, you know, it's blocking his duties for her, then she wants to get rid of that. But if Stefan isn't at the forefront of his mind, then she doesn't care.
But don't you feel like if she didn't care, she would just murder him?
No.
I feel like she has some Stefan plan in the future.
Yeah.
Well, it's either if they're in their mind, she wants to get them off their mind, or, you know, you have to justify what a person did. Remember? That's how they fed her, is like if they were bad people.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't really know Stefan right there and just walk away.
My theory on it is that in case he ever decides to flip his switch back on so he can feel, she wants to keep things in his wake so that she can use them as leverage. So I do think that eventually we're going to see, because Elena's dead or asleep for all intents and purposes right now, so she can't use her, and she didn't even know about her. But you can use somebody's brother. So I think she's leaving all these people behind so that at one point she can bring them back into play.
Let's talk about her and Elena, because now she knows about Elena. But we got an interesting tweet, and I don't have my phone near me right now, so I can't give this person credit.
And I didn't get it tweeted at me because I'm no longer on the panel because you guys kicked me off.
What is this is not true. You left us. Anyways, the tweet was, how did, thank you. Mm-hmm. It was at Conniba. It says, how did Sybil not know about Elena? She used her voice to get Damon into the vault.
Yes. I read that tweet and I was like, that is a good
point. That's a good
point. I don't know if she knew whose voice she was using. Maybe she hears a voice in his head.
And just mimics
that voice.
But then in all this time, how is she not brought up, like, who was that girl's voice that I used to lure you into my
She would be wondering and trying to figure it out to get rid of whoever that was.
She just woke up. She's been in that pit.
She's pretty smart, though.
She's been mentally aware for a while. You know, I feel like she's like a fetus. She wasn't alive. She was still, like, brewing in mommy's tummy. But she has thoughts and, like, a brain that was functioning.
I don't think so. Not functioning the way that we think functioning.
It was worth a shot, Roxy.
It's a good call from the... I mean, it's definitely a question. I feel like if we took time to explain all the things that were a question, though, we would never actually get the final season that we're looking for.
This is true.
We just have to be like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Sure, fine.
We accept it.
Yeah.
We'll accept that she didn't know about Elena. But now that she does know about Elena, my first thought was, what's she going to do? But then my other thought was, well, Elena's kind of, like, dead-ish, or, like, she's Sleeping Beauty right now, so she can't really touch her in that aspect to, like, kill her, because she can't get to
her. She could harm her. That was the reason why Damon wanted to hide Elena's body, because while she's sleeping, she is helpless, but she is not under a protection spell forever, you know? It's not like she can't be injured, so theoretically, Sybil could find Elena, and she could kill Elena.
Do you think that there was just one siren in the cave, or there could have been many that were let out?
I feel like there's one in this cave. There could be others somewhere else, but I think that there is just the one.
You seem to be fixated on this whole, like, army of sirens kind of thing.
Well, here's the thing. Is like, when we had Silas was the big bad at the beginning of the season, but then we also had, what was her name? Cassia or something?
Katia. Yeah, Katia.
So we had her and Silas, and she was also bad, but she came later. So I feel like this Sybil isn't going to be the only bad, big bad in this season. We're going to get more or something more to the story. And I feel like maybe that could explain the whole Elena in the cave. Like, why, how somebody knew her voice is because it's somebody else.
It is interesting because usually when we're watching this show, we've been watching it for so many seasons, I'm like, okay, I can see eventually how we're going to get out of this pickle. Mm-hmm. I understand this big bad. I understand what's going on here. Kai, I can work around. You know, like, whatever it is, you kind of figure out your way around people. But with Sybil, I have no idea how we're going to get Enzo and Damon back. I can't possibly fathom. And so I think that, Katie, you might be onto something, that maybe she has her own, maybe she's at the top and maybe she has a lot more sirens, or maybe she is a part of a bigger thing, mm-hmm. or maybe there are just a lot more people she has, like Damon and Enzo, who have turned off their switch and could fight. She's got to be working with many people. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. We've got a whole season.
Yeah. Well, we got 14 more episodes.
It's a season. It's not as long of a season as
14 more episodes to figure out our Sybil problem. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting, some of the stuff that Enzo was saying to Bonnie about this connection, because I think it really helped us learn more about what she actually can and cannot do, because he's saying the further away he gets from her, you know, he's out of her reach, and she feels that, and it's like pulling him back. He can't break this psychic connection. All he can do is try to block out her from penetrating his mind to get to know who in his life is important enough to him that, you know, they could get harmed mm-hmm. and stuff. But how did you guys feel about Bonnie's little kidnapping?
I was mad at Bonnie. I want to be with Bonnie because she's doing something for herself. But also, we have other people in danger back there.
Bonnie was rude AF this episode.
All right.
She really was. And you know, I love Bon Bon to pieces.
I love Bon Bon.
And I think it's because she has set such a precedence of being there for everybody else that when she's not for a second, we're like, no, Bonnie, don't do that. As opposed to somebody like Elena, who has been much more selfish. And so when Elena does something for herself, we're like, okay, I could see that happening. Yeah. But tonight, I was really surprised. A, Bonnie puts a lot of people in harm's way by kidnapping him. B, we find out that she doesn't have pure motives, and she isn't feeling 100% happy for her friends. She is being very selfish. She is looking at the situation from only her side. And I understand why, and I get how horrible of a situation she's in, but she was pretty rude.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing was that she wasn't listening to Enzo. He was telling her, he couldn't even look at her, first of all.
He was being kind of rude, too, though.
He was being kind of rude.
He was yelling.
But he was also trying to explain, before the yelling started, when they were in the apartment, and he couldn't even look at her, and he's like, I cannot get close to you because X, Y, and Z will happen. And she's just like, well, I don't care. I'm going to vervain you, and then I'm going to drive you out of here. And then he's screaming in the backseat in agony, and she's still like, well, no, just come with me. He literally just had a nosebleed because you took him too far away from Sybil, and you're still telling him to keep going on with you? Like,
well, she's just blinded by the love.
She's blinded by love.
And I kind of am, too. I'm obsessed with their relationship.
I love them.
Oh, they're my favorite one on the show right now.
I love them so hard. I think that we've waited for Bonnie to be in a relationship that we've rooted for so many years. Everything that happened with her and Jeremy that we had to get through was just like, why are we doing this? Is why, because she's grown as a person. I love her. Have we decided, is it Benzo or Bonenzo? I keep seeing both.
It's still Bonenzo
is more,
I think. Bonenzo,
okay,
though.
Well, I ship,
I keep
Bonenzo.
Getting corrected when I use Bonenzo.
Really?
That it's Benzo.
Yeah, and vice versa.
I thought the whole Benzo thing was because of the medicine or whatever.
Yeah, I'm in the chat right now, you guys let me know. But Bonenzo / Benzo, I'm obsessed with.
Well, and she was clouded by the love in the apartment that you were talking about. He said, you know, I can't, if you're on the front of my mind, she's going to come hurt you. am I on the front of your mind? That's what she'd say. And it's like, yeah, he just said.
Like, are we doing this right now?
I know.
He's leaving you clues, letting you know that he's still him and that he hasn't flipped his switch, which clearly means he's thinking of you. He just is trying to also save you and himself from this crazy woman who we know nothing about. And what are you going to do, Bonnie? Like, no offense, but you ain't got no magic, so what you going to do?
Guys, chat is on completely separate pages. Half of them are saying Benzo, half of them are saying Benzo.
I'm telling you, it's still one of those things that everyone
This is why we can't get this to trend. This is why this won't trend. We need to get on the same page. We're all on the same ship. Everybody loves Bonnie and Enzo together. I mean, not everybody, but most people.
What about...
We need to pick one.
Bonzo.
No, don't add
another one.
No. Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, what's the best one? And we have B-O-N for Bonnie and Z-O for Enzo.
Yeah, okay, but you, Katie, we can't throw a third one into the mix.
Maybe by throwing the third one in, that one will stick. The other two will fall to the wayside.
Isn't Bonzo a clown?
Gonzo.
Oh, Gonzo.
It's from the Muppet Babies.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of Bozo.
Bozo. Oh. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, Bonzo doesn't sound good. Oh my god, everybody has completely different ones. Wait, does anyone like Bonzo? Nobody said anything about Bonzo,
Katie,
honey.
I'm sorry, stop trying to make Bonzo happen. It's not gonna happen, Katie. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go home and tweet Bonzo.
Okay, enter username, please. Says Bonzo's too close to Bonzai.
Well, then Benzo is too close to Benzo.
Yeah.
So it's
Joseph likes Bonzo.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joseph.
Okay.
That was a pity like, wasn't it, Joseph?
I mean, 100%.
Okay, no, it was.
I'm positive.
No. I'm pretty positive it was a pity like.
I just can't believe we can't get on the same page. Like, this is why Claroline trends every single week. Everybody knows Claroline drink.
And he's not even on this show anymore.
They've been on different shows for 3 years now.
4 years? I don't even know. But it's been so long, and this ship is still going strong.
That's right. So is Stelena. I'm there with them.
I do. I felt really bad for you in tonight's episode.
Yeah.
I did. Are we talking about that
yet? Let's get into it.
All right. Why did you feel bad?
Because I was thinking about this very selfishly for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been Claroline from day one. And watching the proposal tonight, watching everything, which we will dissect, of course, it breaks my little Claroline heart a little bit. Not that I'm not happy for Caroline and Stefan, because they seem happy. So, Steriline, I can deal with this. Mm-hmm. But I forgot that for how long I've been shipping Claroline, for longer you've been shipping Stelena. So mm-hmm. I felt a little bad for you. I don't understand you, but I felt for you.
Oh, I was sad. But I cried because I was happy for them. Because I want them.
Wait, hang on. Breaking news. This just in. Katie Campbell cried during the Vampire Diaries, guys.
I never do, you guys.
And she was happy for love.
Look at my entire notebook. Look at this.
OMG, yes. Hearts.
So
this is how I'm writing notes at this moment.
You're glad that it happened.
I am, because I feel like I want them to be happy. I still love Stelena. But I...
Like, would you feel happy if next week's episode, Elena woke up, came back into the picture, and Stefan was like, I still love you. Sorry, Caroline, I can't be with you. And Elena was like, I've always loved you. I just needed my slumber to figure it out. And they ended up together.
Okay, I'd feel really bad for Caroline. But I
So you don't even want that.
I do. I love Stelena, yeah.
So you do want that.
I love
them
together.
It's a little bitchy of you, Katie.
Listen, I rewatched the seasons this summer, and I just love Stelena.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because I wholeheartedly want Klaus to come into town and be like, wait, what are you doing? And Caroline to be like, I don't know, it's always been you. And her to leave and go on the original.
What about Stefan and just it's
and,
all right.
And I want Stefan to be like, well, you win some, you lose some. And then him and Damon to end up together as brothers, because they always have been. And Caroline to go to the originals, which is going to continue next season.
Well,
that's wholeheartedly what I want.
Yeah. Well,
I feel like I'm a little Team Roxy here, but I do think that Steriline is a cute couple. Mm-hmm. I like them together. I think they get along great. I think that I love that Stefan has fully embraced her and her children at this point.
I love that too. He's doing a great job.
He's doing a great job, and he is the guy you bring home to mom and dad. He's like the perfect guy that you want. A parent would want their child to marry Stefan.
Mm-hmm. Except for the fact that he's not alive.
Yeah, except for that part. But neither is she, so it works. But I still, as much as I like them together, I'm with Roxy. Like, I loved Klaus and and Caroline's moments together, so I'm Claroline for life, and yeah. It did make me a little sad that she is moving on with her life, and I guess it's time for me to maybe move on with mine, but never.
So hold out hope.
And I'm gonna hold out hope, because I know Klaus is, you know, in a wall somewhere with a dagger inside his heart, like, you know, and he can't really get to her mm-hmm. to stop this, but he's gotta, like, mentally find a way to push through and, like, get out of that wall and go see her.
We have to be happy for their happiness. Yes. We have to.
I was just going
to
say, this has been one of my favorite shows, and I can't be mad because I think it is going to be Stefan and Caroline at the very end. I really do think it's going that way. And I can't be mad about Stefan not ending up with Elena, but I also am going to say, when the show ends, the characters, well, I hope, aren't going to be all dead, so they're going to go on with their vamp lives, and in the future, Stefan and Elena will be together.
Oh, after he's married Caroline.
He's married Caroline. Okay. They live a happy 30 years of marriage. She gets sick. She dies. 5 years later, him and Elena get together. But I don't know, in Katie's mind...
Can that happen? Oh, yeah, we saw a vampire die of cancer, so yeah, I guess. Yeah. Didn't we see that?
But here's my next question for Katie, because she's very focused on Elena and Stefan and Caroline getting out of the way so that can happen. Where does this leave Damon? Because I'm Delana all day.
The same thing will happen with Damon. Like, this is years in the future.
So then she'll end up with Damon after Stefan?
So... Elena leaves Damon for Stefan, and then Caroline goes to Damon.
Like, we can all have our own version. But I do need to say that I think that Stefan, you know, embracing the kids and making those, you know, or ordering the beds and creating a room for them is so sweet, because Stefan really did want a family and want to get married and have kids. So I think it's beautiful if this is how it ends up at the end of the series. Stefan gets everything he's ever wanted.
Katie, you said that definitely they're going to be together by the end of the series is the way it's looking. T, you said something interesting to me before we started.
I said that it's only episode 2 and we already have this proposal with Stefan and Caroline. And I just think that it's too soon in the season to be happy to think that nothing's going to go wrong with this wedding. Mm. And I'm not positive that it will happen.
Mm. Ooh. I don't know where I'm somewhere in between you guys where I'm 50-50 on it. I will say that if somebody proposed to me the way that he proposed, I'd punch them in the face.
Yeah, I mean, do I really have to say it? Yes, you have to say it.
Yes, you have to ask me to marry you. Down on one knee. And you have to ask.
You are how
it
old?
It is a question, by the way.
And then it was, I want you to marry me, will you?
Yes. Like, you butchered that. You
four words.
That.
Will you marry me? That's all you had to say.
All you have to say.
I had to count that on my fingers after you said that. Yeah. Will you marry me? Question mark.
But I mean, it was also, you know, it also came at a weird moment because, I mean, I will say that I had this a little spoiled for me because I Twitter, hell of a thing. So I knew it was coming, and I knew it was coming at the end of the episode. What I was confused about was, how are we going from, man, my last living relative just died and I could do nothing to save this person, to,
life's too short.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. I gotta go show you something.
Life's too short.
That was a life's too short
life's
moment.
Life's too short, but like...
I feel like she died, he ran to the store. No, he's probably had this ring for a long time.
He's probably had it for a while.
Yeah. And then he was like, I want to be with this person, I love her. So I it made sense. And they do seem really, really good right now. It's just not what
they're
I wanted.
Too happy.
You know, I feel like such a millennial, but, like, this is not what I wanted.
Well,
I didn't ask for this. And speaking of their happiness, Bonnie and Caroline even have a conversation about all of this that's going on. Like, we see Bonnie in the back of a car when they're driving to North Carolina, and Caroline and Stefan start holding hands, and she's like, oh, wake me up when we're close. You know, and we notice that, you know, Bonnie said that she sees their happiness and she wants to be happy for them, but she doesn't have Enzo right now and she'd rather be dead. That's and Bonnie's really been sad. Dead before.
Yeah.
So for someone who's already been dead to be like, I would rather be dead.
She has to remember, okay, true love and love is amazing, but you also have to remember that you love your friends and family and you can't just be so selfish of...
Well, she has had a lot of her family taken from her, too.
Yeah.
But I agree with you, Katie. There's more to life than just being in love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the way that I didn't get what I wanted with this TV show, you don't get what you want in life. But I thought in this moment when Bonnie really looked incredibly like this dark, dim moment, Caroline shined. I loved what she said. Your happiness is a part of my happiness, always. That's what it should be like. And Caroline apologized, and I didn't even think Caroline owed her apology, because you don't apologize for being happy.
Well, she's apologizing for not noticing and not, you know, maybe hanging out with Bonnie more. But there's been a lot of other things going on, and she's got two kids and trying to work it all out. But
she's got a life, too.
I felt in a similar way as you guys about this whole Bonnie, you know, thing right now with Caroline and how Caroline didn't owe her an apology or anything like that. And then Roxy said something earlier this episode about Bonnie. Bonnie deserves to be selfish because she never is. So where I felt that way before, now I'm looking at it through new eyes and I'm like, you know what? No, I'm Team Bonnie on this one because she's never been the person who has put herself before her friends and their happiness. She's always been their number one cheerleader. She's always been there from the start, no matter what goes on in her life, no matter if it's Graham's dying or her dad or whatever.
Putting somebody else last isn't the same as putting yourself first. I think she can still put herself first. You can still be happier for your friends and be sad for yourself.
She has to take her love vision goggles off so that she can see clearly at the situation that don't take Enzo right now. Let's save everybody and you'll get Enzo. You'll be able to drive off in the car with him and do whatever you're going to do, put yourself first, try to get him back, but also worry about Sarah, who is a human, and her life is in danger.
And I get that, but I'm saying this to say that, yes, Bonnie was acting selfishly, and she never does, and that's, you know, one thing, but Caroline not noticing how deep down the rabbit hole her friend is also not acceptable.
I do kind of feel like she did notice a little more, though. She is trying to help. I mean, she just had her frickin' ring taken from her and was, like, burning in the sun trying to get it back, trying to help. I hear you, and I love Bonnie, and you're right. She does deserve to put herself first, but you can't frown at your friend's happiness. You just can't be that person.
I didn't see it as that. I saw it as, like, I miss my boyfriend and I want to be in the same situation. I want to be just like you guys, and she did say, I am happy for you guys. Like, this is great.
She grinned and bared it, but she said
But she said it, you know, and I think that she really is happy for them. It was just one of those moments of like, here's my shot.
We all have those moments.
Take my man. And anyone else on this show would have done exactly what Bonnie did. Mm. Bonnie's the one who you don't expect it from, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Caroline and Stefan had to stop holding hands in front of her, though, just because.
I don't think they even noticed that she.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but I'm saying, like, that is kind of. Bonnie can't expect that from them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Even though I think. I felt like she kind of was upset with that moment.
Kal-El Kent says, everyone should apologize to Bonnie. That's true for something at some point.
At some point. And that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm not mad at her anymore about this one. Mm. I'm going to let you slide, Bonnie, because you know what? We all have a day. Today will not be different. Well, actually, it was different because Bonnie was selfish. Boom. Today now the title makes sense.
In a lot of ways. And because Elena and Stefan started their
Elena's
diaries.
Elena's not on the show
well,
right
they
now.
Started their diaries. She's just not. And all of the episodes, did you guys read this? That all of the episodes this season are going to be titled after different words that are used in season one. Like, hello, brother. Today will be different. Dear diary, today will be different. I will smile today. Like, that's probably an exact quote from season one.
Mm-hmm. Dear Elena, if these quotes
take a writing class.
so we also, before we get out of here, we have to talk about Alaric. Because, first of all, I love him. Mm-hmm. Second of all, is the intern flirting with him and the nannies flirting with him? What's with these younger girls being drawn to Alaric?
I'm not sure. Are we supposed to be shipping one of those or the other? I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Is the intern trying to push him towards the nanny or away from the nanny? She
likes him. And she's which a little one? Jealous. Okay. Georgie. Georgie likes Alaric, and she, I don't know if jealous is, like, the right word yet, but she is a little bit, I guess, on a small
envious
scale. Yeah. She's like, oh, the hot nanny.
Her so name's also like Cecily or something.
Georgie.
The nanny?
No, yeah, the nanny.
Celine.
Her name's also Cecily.
Yeah, Celine.
You just really want someone to be named Cecily.
It's the last season of the show. You're throwing in new characters that I could not care less about. I'm sorry. I'm going to call them all Cecily.
She actually is from Containment.
She's from Containment. And hot nanny.
Okay, so that I don't care about that.
Well, so was the other intern.
It was Julie Plec's show.
Right, but I don't care that she came over from that show to come to Vampire Diaries the last season.
The other intern was from Containment as well.
The guy won.
Okay. I'm glad that they're back in work. Soon the season's going to be over and they're out of work again.
I mean,
sorry.
Alaric is doing a lot with this whole, like, what's he doing? He's finding stuff. What's that called?
Research.
Being an archaeologist.
Yeah, an archaeologist. He's like Indiana Jones. He's really hot.
Pretty much.
Maybe that's why I'm really digging Alaric this season.
Because everybody
Indiana Jones
this
was so
season
hot.
He is super hot.
He's really hot. Yeah. I don't know
so
what's
that's
going
your
on.
Answer. That's why
like, everyone is just throwing Celine. Themselves at the hot single dad who is Indiana Jones.
Mm-hmm.
But they find out a lot of things. Like, he's reading through the diary. They're looking for something that was brought to the place back in 1790. Mm. And turns out this symbol matches this random tattoo thing that Georgie has on her stomach.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. You have been, like, a relatively bad person for your life. You die. You, for a minute, you see a symbol. You know that symbol means hell. You wake up. You get it tattooed on your body?
No.
Why would you do that?
I don't
did
know.
She or did she wake up and it was on
oh,
her?
No, she said she woke up and she I got know. It tattooed onto her.
I would never do that, but I think I am understanding why she might do that. Maybe she's punishing herself every time she has to look at it and remember what she did.
She didn't put it in a place for you to look at it all the time.
It's like, why would you brand yourself going to hell after you already saw hell and you didn't want to be there? Why would you put that on your body?
It's a reminder to not go there.
Nobody who goes
be
to heaven has the symbol
person.
Of hell on them.
Be a better person
and also suffer.
Also suffer.
I guess. That was just a weird move. She's a weird chick, though.
Yeah.
Do we want Alaric to end up with one of these two girls? And do we care which one?
Not necessarily. At this point, I don't know enough about either of them, except that they're flirting hardcore with him. And, like, who are you as a person, though? Because I need the next person Alaric gets in line with. Because let's face it, he doesn't have the best
track record
of staying out of trouble with people. Like, you know, everyone who comes into his life is some sort of supernatural person, and he's the human, and so it's like, I need you to actually be with someone who is human, and is, like, a normal, nice, good-hearted person.
So maybe Celine, so far.
I mean, like,
probably
just because
Sybil.
She's a nanny doesn't make her a good person.
Alaric's
no,
gonna hook
I mean,
up with
she's,
Sybil.
She hasn't revealed to us that she killed her best friend yet.
That was a car accident. I don't want him with either one of them right now. But
I think that Celine might end up being bad, actually.
I do, too. I think that the hot nannies always have a secret history of something.
Yeah, One Tree Hill, we saw that also.
Yeah, crazy Nanny Carrie.
Nanny
Yeah.
Carrie. Oh, yeah.
The nannies are always,
and
like,
she was
sweet
really
on the
hot
outside.
Brunette, too.
Yeah, they're sweet. Oh, I'm so innocent and nice. And then you find out they have a dark side, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so
true.
I don't trust her right now.
Maybe.
Katie Gutowski.
Maybe she's a siren.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But who then knows? She's got. Then how did she kind of die? We brought her back to life.
That's true.
Now maybe she'll turn into a siren? How do you make a siren?
Maybe. Oh.
We'll see.
Yeah, because we saw Sybil's neck break and then immediately she's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was scary.
All right, we're already kind of there, so let's just start talking about our predictions.
Okay.
Because I've already started it a little bit, so.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I read an article that also someone tweeted at us that said something about Damon becoming human for Elena. And Julie saying something along the lines of, you know, I think that's where he was at before Elena kind of went down. Where, like, if he could find another cure to take.
But why would that help? She'd still be, then he would die before she woke up.
No, I'm saying, like, it's saying, like, when Elena wakes up that Damon would want to,
you
know, be human with her, have a family, like, live a normal human life and grow old together and die together. And I thought that was really sweet.
Right, but after she wakes up.
Yeah.
Because he would be a moron to do that now.
Yeah.
Unless he killed Bonnie.
Yeah.
My prediction, though, for just the whole series, is that everyone is going to become human and be happy.
Aww.
Everyone just
on the Vampire Diaries. Yeah,
everyone's just gonna, you know what? Look, we created another cure. Everyone, take it. Look, we found a way for Bonnie and Elena to both be awake at the same time. Let's all be human and live like normal people and move out of Mystic Falls. Let's go to LA.
I hope that they all end up happy, but like it just seems that thing after thing keeps coming for this.
Yeah.
This group.
They're not.
And I will say that earlier, I'm sorry I forgot who mentioned it, but somebody in the chat said that they actually think Damon's going to end up dead. Can you imagine Elena waking up And
Damon, I'm gonna be so mad.
I know.
Why are you mad? You should be happy because that means that she could go back to.
Yeah, she could be with Stefan, but like, I don't want one of my people dead.
Yeah, she's got to choose Stefan. She can't just, process of elimination.
Like, oh, that brother's dead. I guess I'll take this one over here.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I could see someone die. My biggest question right now, though, is where's Maddie Blue Eyes?
Okay, so speaking of Maddie Blue Eyes, Nicholas Kelly has written this a couple of times, so I'm going to read it out loud. My lovely ladies, that's us guys, did you see the season one deleted scenes from episode 15 where Matt's mom was a succubus killing a man in the alley, so there's hope for Matt to become a supernatural creature?
I haven't seen that, but that's been tweeted at us and mentioned in the chat last week as well. So she's a siren then herself, so he's got the siren bloodline. So he might become
Matt's
one.
Mom is a siren?
Yeah, they just took it out of season one.
Well, she's a succubus killing a man. What's a succubus?
I think they said she was a siren.
Okay. We're going to have to do some research on this
one. Yeah, I got to research this one. Matt, what? So maybe
isn't
Matt's
a succubus
the
like a type of plant that like...
Succulents.
Oh. Got it.
Cool. Roxy and words today.
A succubus is a female demon that sucks out a man's soul by making them fall in love with her.
Thank you.
Yeah, so a siren. So
like a grasshopper.
Kind of like a siren.
Eats the man after.
Without the singing, maybe.
Well, but that's what, you know, they're entrancing, so they make people.
So do you think that Matt himself is also a siren?
He has the bloodline. Matt, I don't know how you become one.
Can you be a male siren?
Now we're going to have a spin-off series called, like, The Siren Diaries.
I don't think so. I like it, though.
Maybe.
I think I've capped out my predictions after reading that. I don't know.
I don't even know where to go anymore.
Yeah, me neither.
So thank you guys so much for joining us. I hope you guys enjoyed the show as much as we did. Thank you, Roxy Stryer, for gracing us with your presence.
Yes. Oh, thanks, guys, for having me back on the show. Really exciting.
Yeah, I hope you can visit us more often.
Me too.
Yeah. Where can everyone find you to keep up?
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. In a case I don't come back for the season, I'll keep tweeting about the show because I love it so much. But then, you know, I'll be on The Originals, the show that is staying around when it comes back. So
whenever that is.
So, you know.
Just saying.
You guys can find me on Twitter at KatieEECampbell. That's Katie with 3 E's Campbell. Instagram at KatieCampbell13 and YouTube.com/KatieCampbellOnline.
And you can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And you can check out all the shows that we do here at AfterBuzz TV. Find us all over social media at AfterBuzz TV. And thank you guys for joining us. And we will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.